Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Thursday, April the 15th. Normally this would be tax day, but for many of you, well, you get a break today. That's one big thing. Telling the truth every day, that's what we do here. Here are three big things you need to know for this Thursday. Number three, a Texas charity with ties to President Joe Biden has been awarded a massive $550 million contract to take care of illegal alien miners flooding into the country. But don't worry, Kamala Harris will never see them. Number two, Democrats introducing new legislation to ban guns and accessories for those that are surprised. I do have to ask, are you stupid? You knew this was going to happen. And number one, the pandemic raging in some states, but people are over it. The failure of some vaccines has prompted many to avoid getting the shot at all. Rand Paul hammering on Anthony Fauci as a complete fraud. President Biden forgetting that he promised to hold China accountable in the Buffalo Bills. They're not going to let you in the stadium unless you have proof that you've been vaccinated. At least that's what they're threatening. We'll get to all of that. But first, big news overnight. And not good news. Big news from the Democrats trying to steal power forever. Not only do they want to push through H.R. 1, the For the People Act, so that they can control voting across the country from Washington, so that federalism is dead. They want to control voting across the country so they can put their thumb on the scale. They want to make sure that they never lose another election ever. That's number one. Number two, they want to jack up taxes. Number three, they want to call you a racist if you disagree with them. And the list goes on, but now they want to pack the Supreme Court. President Joe Biden just put together a commission on the Supreme Court and what should happen next. But the far-left Democrats, they don't care. And today they're going to introduce legislation to add four justices to the Supreme Court. They want to raise the number of justices on the Supreme Court because they can't win with the rules in place, so they have to change the rules. That's the way Democrats operate. We are in a center-right nation, a nation that doesn't buy into half of the crap they put forward, and that's why they have to change the rules. And the only way they can do that is to ram it through with a barely majority. A 50-50 Senate, a two-seat margin of error in the House of Representatives, now that's what it's down to. And they're going to try to ram this through. Supporters of the proposal plan to hold a news conference on the steps of the Supreme Court building later today. Far-left Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts. Little Jerry Nadler, the bowling ball. He'll be there. Mondaire Jones, both of New York. Hank Johnson of Georgia supporting this. Of course, Hank Johnson of Georgia. He's the guy who believed that Guam could capsize and sink if there were too many American soldiers on the island. He's not just stupid, he's remarkably stupid. Given the Democrats' control of the White House and Senate, the legislation could allow the party to supersede the court's current conservative majority by packing the court with liberal justices. Jim Jordan of Ohio asked if this qualifies as infrastructure, too. These people are going to try to permanently divide this country. They are against your freedom. They are against your ownership of guns. They're against your ownership of private property. They believe that if you are white, that you're the problem. That's what they're preaching every day. Division, divisive preaching every single day from the left. And for those of you that consider yourself Democrats, shame on you for not saying something. Shame on you for allowing this to spread across this country. Shame on you for not raising your voice and saying, this is not what I believe. This is not what I think should happen. Tearing down America is not in the best interest of America. How about that? And what happens if the next time the Republicans are in charge, which they will be, they decide, hey, let's go ahead and reduce the number of Supreme Court justices to, say, just five and make sure they're all conservatives and then ran through everything we want. Packing the Supreme Court to rig the system is not popular in polling. It will mean a complete rejection of the Democrat Party come 2022 and 2024. It's to ram through ideas that they consider to be mainstream, like having intact males run against females in track meets. How completely absurd. These are the sorts of ideas they think are a good idea. Opening up the southern border with no checking at all. They just believe people should come and go. Maybe they think we should give California to Mexico. Maybe they think we should give Manhattan Island back to the Indians. Maybe they think we should just give everything back that's ever happened in American history, because in their mind, somehow America is evil. America has been the greatest agent of positive change in this world ever. More people have been brought out of poverty and brought to freedom because of this country that we live in. And these damn fools are so power hungry, they don't care. They just want power over you. They don't care about freedom. They want power over you because they think that they are smarter on how to run your life than you are. They think that AOC and Jerry Nadler and Chuck Schumer can run your life better than you can. And if they get control of the Supreme Court, they can just eliminate the Second Amendment altogether. You'll have no right to defend yourself or your home or your property. You'll be an outlaw. That's what these damn fools think should happen now. So this legislation is going to get introduced today. Previously, Joe Biden has said he opposes court packing. Of course, Joe Biden doesn't know what he believes. Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is. If he's told he supports court packing today when he gets up, then by gosh, he supports it. It's the American way. Joe Biden, the unifier, dividing America in a way it's never been divided before. That's why when I've talked to Democrats recently, they're completely disenchanted with Joe Biden. People that voted for Joe Biden cannot believe the things that are happening. And I'm like, how did you not know that? How did you not see what was happening? How did you not have a clue as to that is what they're going to do? They explained it to you over and over and over. Why have you not heard from Bernie Sanders in weeks? Because the kook from Vermont is laughing, rubbing his hands together like a mad scientist. Yeah, we got him now. A guy who couldn't get one piece of legislation through in an entire career, Bernie Sanders. I think he got two post offices named. But as far as any significant legislation, never. Because his ideas are madness. Well, now those ideas of madness are being rammed through and rammed down the throats of Americans. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to warn you, Democrats. I'm going to warn you. If you ram this through, the Republicans will get control. The Republicans will fill those seats, and the Republicans will end up in charge again, just like happened in Florida. When the Democrats moved the goalpost to cheat, to pick up six seats in Congress in 2018, every single one of which they lost to Republicans in 2020, it will happen again. Try to game the system. You will get beat. Then you'll try to change the rules again. But at some point, there's no more rule changing to be made. You're going to make your bed. You're going to lie in it. Leave it alone. Play by the rules. Come with a better message. Stop trying to steal power. That's my message today for Democrats. They won't listen. The Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. the results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalow and partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.